6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, end of the week. That's right, February 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. You can find us and tell all your friends to visit us at thepowerhour.com and sign up for our email blast because, you know, Lord knows we need to keep you guys informed. We really are trying like crazy to do that. And sometimes, you know, it gets a little political. Well, that's the way everything is these days. And so, you know, we'll try to keep it to a dull roar and try to make sense of things. I mean, that's what we're trying to do here. Is make sense of things. Common sense, you know, a lot of America seems to be lacking it. Our listeners don't seem to be included in that category because the kind of phone calls we're getting indicate that. So the number is 844-769-2944. That is our open line number. If you are listening to us right now, Friday the 25th at 11:07 a.m. We've got a sale this week, 10% off of Strauss Natural Products and Willard Water Products. 10% off each one of those products at the Power Mall. We have a prayer request to do again. You know, we have Gloria and Nora, Jim and Dina. They've all lost family members. Want to lift their situation up and pray for peace in their life as they recover through the grieving process. Ralph Winterroud, a longtime Power Hour guest who's in the hospital and recovering. And, of course, the frontline doctors like Paul Alexander, Roger Hodgkinson, Byron Bridle, you know, frankly, everybody that is involved in this and speaking up and telling the truth, they need a hedge of protection around us. And, of course, you know, we lift all of these things up to the Almighty Yahweh and ask for all of our blessings and peace and sanity in this crazy world in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. All right. Can I get an amen? Please. Thank you. A big shout out to Louis B., our first level three supporter, who jumped on and supported us with $25 a month. He gets to not only support us on a monthly basis, he gets commercial free show archives. He gets a Joyce Riley archive vault access that just keeps growing and growing. It's a gift that keeps on giving, commercial free. And he gets 10% off of all his online orders at thepowermall.com. Heck of a deal. Do you have any more information or you want more information? Besides what you can see on the Power Hour, when you click on buymeacoffee.com, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know what you're thinking. Something else I want to also point out, because we're still getting calls and tweets and emails and whatnot. There are people who are concerned with this COVID nonsense going on about where they can find a doctor they can trust. And they want somebody that knows what's going on. They want somebody that's a COVID expert, knows the alternatives, not just a prescription factory, because, as you know, Big Pharma's just pretty much got most of these MDs out there hook, line, and sinker. And even sadder is finding pharmacies that are going to dispense the off-label meds that these frontline doctors are prescribing that won't charge an arm and a leg. So we do have a website that you can go to. To get your questions answered, it's called mygotodoc.com. And Omicron, moronic, oh my God, you know, call it whatever you want. This is, I think, even less than the common cold. It's milder than the Delta variant. Hopefully it's going to mean the pandemic's over soon because we're all going to get this herd immunity. Let me tell you, I've got friends who really have had a rough time of it, too. I've just got over. I don't even know if it's the flu or Omicron or what they had, but they were down for the count for a couple of weeks. High-risk patients need preventative treatment or at least their meds on hand so they can start treatment fast. And I'll tell you, the worst time to not have meds is if you think you're coming down with it. Low-risk patients often benefit from off-label meds, too, because they can prevent long COVID. You know, the brain fog and all the other junk that goes on that can be debilitating? You know, we don't want you to suffer from that, and that's one of the reasons why Dr. Syed Haider, who we've had on the show twice, has built a website called mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com, and I'm going to tell you about that. There's three reasons why he set that website up. First off, he's a COVID expert. That's right. Yeah, COVID. You're right. He's out there. He's a frontline doctor. He's a COVID expert. That's all he does. He's treated over 40,000 patients, and guess how many people have died? None. Secondly, you can register for free and ask unlimited questions forever and ever and ever. Amen. And third, they connect you to pharmacies that'll ship you a full 28 doses of ivermectin for less than anybody else anywhere online. And so all you have to do is go to mygotodoc.com, or you can call them. And they're real busy. I leave messages. It works. They answer. Number's 281-219-7367. That is a Houston phone number. 281-219-7367. Dr. Syed Haider, mygotodoc.com. And that will, you know, get you some action here. Stock up your medicine cabinet before you need it so that when you need it, you're going to be safe. You'll get through this. We'll all get through this. Don't worry. In world news, because we want to cover that first with the time we have before we go to our bottom of the hour guest, who's the founder, the co-founder of the MAGA Institute. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday the government's going to provide anyone with weapons that wants them to defend their country from the Russian invasion that was launched in the early morning hours. 10,000 weapons, as a matter of fact, went out. And now we just, as a matter of fact, just got an updated number. Their defense minister has just announced his government has handed out, are you ready for this, folks? 18,000 submachine guns and ammunition to civilians and militia fighters. They're really trying to stop this thing. Wouldn't that be wonderful if our country did that? We're being invaded right now as Sleepy Joe handing us submachine guns and ammunition to defend ourselves? No. Are we allowed to stop the invasion at our southern border? No. I mean, it's just little weird stuff going on that just kind of gets into my craw, and I'm sure it is yours, too. And if it does, hey, you know, that's why we have our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. You can call up and voice your concern. Russian military has captured the Chernobyl nuclear site. We knew they were going to go after that. Yeah, they seized the Chernobyl nuclear waste site amidst their invasion. And it's also claiming that it captured an airfield outside Kyiv. But, I don't know. We've had some, bits and pieces of information coming from Ukraine saying that they've taken it back. Russian forces are claiming to kill 13 Ukrainian soldiers who refused to leave a tiny island they were defending located in the Black Sea. They refused to surrender to Russians who were threatening to bomb them. So now 13 soldiers have been eliminated from the Ukrainian forces. And of course, what we're hearing now is that the Ukrainians have blown up a bridge coming up from the south to do that, to block a northern invasion from Belarus by Russian forces. So it makes it just a little bit more difficult for Russian troops to get in there. Vladimir Putin is calling it a demilitarization and denazification of Ukraine. The Russian government is ready to send in a delegation to negotiate this. However, Zelensky, even though he's suggesting that he and Putin get together and negotiate, he has heard, and we're talking about Zelensky here, that there is a bounty on his head and as well as his family's. Because if you want to really denigrate the country, just take out their leader. Now, that's just Ukraine. I'm not talking about the United States. That's a whole different story. I don't know how many people would be happy if that happened here, but I know it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we still have, what, 20%, 25% that think that the gentleman at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old is doing a wonderful job. It's like, wow, the fentanyl must be really good wherever they're at. Yeah, the new sanctions that you're hearing about, Russians are used to that. And most of these are not going to do anything to their oil and gas imports. And so they're basically, everybody's being warned not to raise your prices at the pump here, according to Sleepy Joe, who's a moving kind of slow at the junction. You know, he's claiming they specifically designed the sanctions to allow energy payments to continue. Wow. And guess what else is happening while thousands of Americans are left behind in Ukraine? Yeah, that's right. That's what we're hearing. A vet who rescued those stranded in Kabul is now on scene, and they're telling the media that this is, of course, the Daily Mail from the UK, revealed many Americans were fleeing Ukraine in buses to neighboring Romania. The thousands are still waiting to get out. You know, how long ago was it that they were warned?
Yeah, well, we'll just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, now look at you. Now you're at risk. You see, when you don't take action, how many preppers we got out there? Raise your hand. That's a sight gag, okay? I'm not trying to be cute here. Being prepared is absolutely essential these days. It's one of the reasons why on our email blast, we included a copy of the FEMA disaster preparedness. And this is the thing. You know, FEMA has their cockamamie idea about what constitutes disaster preparedness. They don't talk at all about bug out bags. You know, we've had Jeff Anderson, who I listened to one of his presentations the other night, courtesy of Marjorie Wildcraft, who was promoting that, and he was basically advocating that everybody should have a bug-out bag in case they have to split. There are thousands of Americans out there that are not stranded in Ukraine, that are feeling a little bit stranded here in the United States like nobody cares about them, and they are continuing to prepare because something weird might happen here. And the reason I say it is, and I predict, and this is something the Australian defense minister has already figured out way ahead of the Biden administration, that China-Russia's alliance should be an alarm bell for the world. And my prediction is, because of the lack of response from the Biden administration and NATO, Xi Jinping is now going to serve up a nice little Chinese dish on Taiwan in the name of fighter jets and military invasion. Yeah. How do you like your Kung Pao chicken? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here, folks. I am telling you right now, because we look so weak to the Chinese, Taiwan takeover is next. And our government here in D.C., you know, the little 10-square-mile area that's kind of like all off on its own, that truckers are about to surround here in the next few days. These people are clueless about foreign policy. They have been ever since Ronald Reagan left office. They've been all clueless on how to deal with foreign policy. So the British Airlines have been banned from Russia's airspace because of the UK's unfriendly decision to ban Aeroflot from the UK. What did you expect? I mean, anybody that does this tit for tat is going to find out that Russia can play that game too. So I don't know what you're thinking. This is a thing I brought up yesterday in the show, that when you put all these missiles on Cuba and President Kennedy picks up the phone and tells Nikita Khrushchev, hey, nope, sorry, you're not doing this. You want to start World War II or World War III? Get your missiles out of there. Well, they didn't put them in there in the first place. They just knew it was going to happen. Then, of course, we had Bay of Pigs, and that all blew up in JFK's face. You know, always something ridiculous that they do. And, you know, when I think of Bay of Pigs, I think of Benghazi, and it's just like, what do they have in common besides both of them start with a B? Blunder. That's what they have in common, and that starts with a B. So understand that Russia is targeting U.S.-run biolabs in Ukraine, because they feel that these labs could develop chemical and biological weapons. Oh, hey, Vladimir, I'm telling you, he's not stopping at anything. He is looking out for every little potential threat, because documents that have been released by the U.S. biological experiments on Allied soldiers in Ukraine and Georgia, you know, leaked documents are coming out. This is a thing when you are leaking deadly viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria on the local population. And then we just had Dane Wigington on yesterday talking about what they're doing to our skies with these chemtrails. And again, I have to ask that same question of you, because I didn't hear any response. Why would the elitists who think that their proverbial caca doesn't stink and they deserve to live while all of us die, who's going to be their slave? Who's going to be their housemaid? Who's going to be their nanny? Who's going to clean up after their dirty diapers when they get old if they annihilate everybody? So this is a real problem that I have in my head running around. I don't know, it might be running around in yours. But you got to understand that I really believe that China's going to invade Taiwan and Sleepy Joe is going to sit on his butt and do nothing. What can he do? They own him. The Chinese own Biden and his son. The Russians own Biden and his son. The Ukrainians own Biden and his son. They took money. It's obvious. It's nuts. What did you expect the outcome would be? Christina, thanks for calling in this morning. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm blessed to be on the air with you, and I like your humor. We got to have a lot of laughter to get through this.
That's crazy. Where's my spinach?
Yeah, we got to have a little humor, Christina. Hey, thanks so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, sir. The Washington, D.C. has one senator and no representatives, so I found her phone number, and I would just like to remind the Power Hour listeners we can call Washington and give them holy hell on the phone. So I think it's kind of like my part-time hobby to do this, and the senator's name is Eleanor Holmes Norton, and here is her phone number. It's 202-225-8050. 202-225-8050. So you can give your opinion. My opinion is to the senator in Washington, D.C., that they're misusing the taxpayer money, barricading Washington, the District of Criminals, while leaving the border wide open to terrorists. And that's what I told her.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you called up and voiced your opinion. How did she take it?
Oh, you get a person on the phone who is a clerical person, and they said, oh, you know why we're barricading is due to the president's speech. And I said, oh, really? So there you go, Dave. Have a good day.
Christina, do you honestly believe that's why they're doing it? I think they're doing it because they know the truckers are coming. That's what I think. But, you know, again, I appreciate your calling this morning. You're a riot. I love it. Ed, what a great idea. The number is 202-225-8050. And when they answer the phone, the first thing you should say is, ooh, look, a healthy person. Hallelujah. You know, before you start complaining. You know, tell them God bless you, because they just absolutely hate that. Anybody that's working on the other side, working for the devil, hates to have somebody bless them when they call. So, I mean, there's a novel idea. God bless you, Senator, for all the work that you aren't doing. You know, why are these barricades set up around something that is owned by we the people? Christina's got a point. You got a point? 844-769-2944. I want to hear from you while we still have a couple of minutes left over. And by the way, and like I said, I really do believe, because of the fact that 9 Chinese aircraft have already entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone in the hours following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. See, they got their toe in the water. Taiwanese air assets were scrambled in response, and they're probably looking at D.C. going, Mr. Biden, wake up. What are you going to do? Mr. Biden, your depends are leaking. Hey, what are you going to do? You going to help us? Nah, he won't. Chinese own him. Impossible. Thanks to Hunter. And, I mean, the little relationship that Fauci has and Peter Daszak has with the Wuhan lab, I mean, you really think that they're going to bend a knee before they send military over there? We don't need to be in any more wars. We just got out of a 20-year war in Afghanistan, and that was done miserably as well, according to most of you. I'd like to hear from you about that. I know you have a take on it. New Zealand's High Court, as a matter of fact, has upheld a challenge to a vaccine mandate for police and defense force staff, stating it was not demonstrably justified and was a breach of their Bill of Rights. What about the rest of them? Here you go. Three of the unvaccinated staff who did not wish to receive the shots basically sought a judicial review of that mandate, and they were supported by affidavits from 37 of their colleagues in that same boat. The New Zealand Bill of Rights Act of number 1990 had been limited by the mandate, the right to refuse a medical treatment and the right to manifest religious beliefs. Well, good luck. We don't have that here in America, do we? They're just ignoring religious mandates, you know, religious exemptions. They're ignoring it. And so besides the fact that Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act in Canada, you know what else he did? Unzipped his fly and let the deep state cat out of the bag for all the world to see. So you see, we know what's going on right now. We know all about Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. Yes, don't we, comrade? We know all about it. And you know what? Here's the funny thing about the Great Reset. Putin wants nothing to do with it. Really, Russia's fighting this whole thing. They don't want cryptocurrency. They don't want any of that garbage. They don't want digital currency. They like their ruble. We like our dollar. We like our silver. We collect junk silver. I do. That's something everybody should be doing, is collecting dimes, quarters, and half dollars. Those denominations are going to be very easy to trade over time. When you start getting into Morgans and those kinds of silver dollars, and you start buying bars of gold, and, you know, if you need a rake, a gold bar is, that's an awfully expensive rake. I just don't see the denomination being that tradable, which is why I like junk silver. I just do. It's me. I mean, you may have a different opinion. That's why we have our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Brooke McGowan, talking about the medical murder of her father. She is the co-founder of the MAGA Institute. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, 28 minutes after the hour. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We'll be right back. 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Friday, February 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us this half hour. You can tell all your friends, too, if they missed the show. We have an email blast. We also have archives on thepowerhour.com that you can dial into. And, you know, we're on the subject again, sadly, about medical murder. And this is a thing where, you know, when you're looking at what bill that Ron DeSantis just signed in Florida and how much protection that affords the medical industry, provided they do the right thing, whether it's adhering to CDC guidelines or not. Well, there's some real problems going on. I've had several families that I'm very much aware of who've had loved ones in the hospital, and the doctor will not treat them the way the frontline doctors are. They need ivermectin. People have had to go to court. Judges have been pro and con on the whole thing. It's all been politicized. And the lady that is joining us online here is no different. Brooke McGowan is the co-founder of the MAGA Institute, and I'm assuming that is the Make America Great Again Institute. I always thought it was great from the start, but MAGAInstitute.com is the website. And apparently, Ms. McGowan lost her father at the hands of the medical cartel. And Brooke, welcome to the show. I want you to start from the beginning and tell me, how did this all come about? How did it happen? How did your dad pass away?
Thank you for having me on the show, Dave. Yes, my father was a COPD sufferer. He was a Vietnam veteran, a disabled veteran, an Oklahoma City firefighter. He had retired medically from Oklahoma City, been a smoke eater. So he was suffering from COPD throughout all of COVID. He knew he had COPD. He was cautious and conscientious. He did not get out in public very much. He was finally out in public on December 21st at my grandmother's funeral, where he was exposed, and within 6 days he was at the ER. And I say within 6 days, we knew what was coming. I have been studying this and writing about this and reporting about this at the MAGA Institute since March of 2020. We launched the Reopen Hawaii. I sued the governor of Hawaii on his anti-constitutional lockdown mandates. I've been involved in this. My father was acutely aware of what was really taking place in the world and what was going on, not only with the vaccine and with COVID, the scandemic, but also what was taking place in hospitals. So, Dave, he was afraid to go to the hospital, worried about what would happen in the hospital. But when his blood oxygen saturation levels were so low that they were where they were, and we couldn't get them back up, even with the budesonide inhaler he was using and the oxygen cannula on his nose and the mask on his face, we couldn't get his oxygen levels up. He was suffering. I made Mom call 911, and, of course, that was to our great regret. But really, you're at a place, Dave, where you don't have any options if you can't breathe. Once you get to that level and you can't breathe and you're at 60, or he was even at 56 oxygen level that day. It was so low. You have no choices but to call for 911 for some immediate relief and immediate response. What was so compelling and incredible to listen to, I was on the East Coast at the time. My father was in Oklahoma City with my mother at their home. But even the paramedics in the house, so my mom had me on the phone throughout this whole thing, even the paramedics in the house didn't put oxygen on him to take him to the ambulance. They didn't. It was just so amazing that they didn't take the care that they needed. He did get oxygen once he was in the ambulance and while he was being transported to the emergency room. And then when my mother arrived, they would not let her in. They were not going to be separated. My father's strong-willed. He wanted his wife with him. He knew that he had been suffering from hypoxia, so he couldn't think straight. He needed his wife. They would not let her in. They threatened her with jail 3 to 4 times that night. When finally, after the BiPAP had been on him enough time and he saw that he was at about 86 oxygen level, this is what we can ascertain from the notes and from what my mother was told that night, he was checking himself out. So when he was trying to leave the emergency room, they were wheeling him, also again without oxygen, they were wheeling him out, and he collapsed with a heart attack, died on the floor, died in the chair. They put him, you know, he died on the emergency room floor. They got him back to his emergency room where he'd been treated, or emergency room 15. It was at 6 that he collapsed. Performed CPR on him. intubated him immediately and sent him to ICU. So they brought him back and they intubated him so he's ventilated, but they would not listen to anything that we were asking. He had a prescription from Dr. Bartlett for budesonide to treat the lungs for a breathing treatment that was more aggressive than what they were willing to do. Aggressive breathing treatments are necessary when your blood oxygen level is where it's at. And they said, no, we've supplied study after study. We supplied the phone number. We wanted Dr. Bartlett to be able to talk to the doctor there. The ICU doctor said, absolutely not. That's not our protocol. In fact, I will not take a phone call from Dr. Bartlett. I won't speak to anyone that's a part of that COVID alliance. And I'm using air quotes because that's exactly what the doctor told us. Yes, it was it was just mind-blowing. They wouldn't give him the vitamin C we wanted him to get, the vitamin D. They put him on fentanyl, propofol, decadrone. They did not give him remdesivir. We told no remdesivir from the beginning to the end. As we read over the charts, we can see that the doctors constantly say in the charts, maybe the wife will reconsider remdesivir. Maybe she'll keep trying. Maybe she'll reconsider. He had wrist restraints. The man was mutilated, and it was just horrible to watch. Every day I watched his BUN level, his creatinine level, his glucose level suffer. I knew they were killing his kidneys, and on the day that he died, I knew he was going to die. And I said, could you guys grant my mom a compassionate visit to come in and see my daddy's going to die today? I could see from all the levels. And they said no. They called us at 1:45 in the morning that night that I knew he was going to die because I could tell he was septic from the records. And they said, get in here, or they said, he's actively dying. My mom said, we're coming. My mom and myself came, as well as my two siblings. We were in the room, four of us. And the nurse, the charge nurse, came to tell us, one of you has to leave. Our limit is three. One of you has to leave. It's policy that there's only three. This is totally made up, Dave. This is completely made up. Our policy is only three. One of you has to leave unless you're willing to turn off the machines. So they were forcing us to let him die in front. And so my brother was like, I'll leave, Mom. It's okay. I'll leave. My mom said, you are not leaving. None of us are leaving. We could see that his brain activity was so low at this point. This was day seven, day eight on the ventilator. His brain activity was at zero on the machine. We knew we'd lost him. So my mom finally did, after a couple of hours of us singing and talking and praying around him, she did let them turn off the machine. And he died within 10 minutes. Let me tell you something. The nurse came in, or whoever comes in to call it, and they never turned off the ventilator, Dave. He had gone down to a zero heart rate. He was called dead, and the ventilator was still forcing breath into his lungs. And it was torture for us. It was absolute torture. We turned off the ventilator. It's so inept. It's so corrupt. It's so unbelievable that you witnessed this, that you can't believe that you're seeing this happen inside a hospital. You can't believe you're listening to nurses and doctors who have a duty to be caring for your loved ones, to be watching them waste away and not do anything that will help them. And so we have done something. Instead of just being mad all the time, and I am mad, let me tell you, I'm mad as hell. But instead of being mad all the time, we're finally taking action at MAGAInstitute.com. We have a letter to sheriffs. We are urging sheriffs in every county in this country to take a look at their hospitals in their counties, because we believe, and our attorneys are Tom Renz and Lee Dundas, and they believe that this is willful negligent homicide, known as murder two. If you know how to take care of somebody and to save their life and you do it not, that's negligent homicide. And that is what the doctors are doing right now in these hospitals. This was Mercy Hospital in Oklahoma City. We were mortified that we could not trust a place that was called Mercy Hospital.
Well, and I was going to ask you to divulge the name of that, and you beat me to it, Brooke. I'm so sorry that this happened. I was in the medical field. In fact, I used to work at KU in Kansas City, and was in the in ICU and in trauma quite a bit, in the OR every other day. So it's just one of these things. When you see this, and they have a Hippocratic oath, do no harm. Part of the problem is there's another aspect to this whole thing called do not treat. Really, so if they're not doing. I mean, this is the thing. You call 911 and the ambulance attendants don't provide him with oxygen. And now he was diagnosed originally with what?
COPD, COPD years ago, but when they got him to the hospital, they were like, he's a COVID patient, so immediate COVID.
How do they know? How do they know?
They don't. They just listened to the lungs. They did do labs, but the labs didn't come back for a couple of days. See, the labs take a little bit of time. They didn't know right away.
And so when it came back, what did they say?
They said that he had COVID pneumonia, and actually it was really a phone call we got from the VA. He went, the first night he went to the ER, he went to the VA. That was his place. That's where he wanted to be the first night.
Sure.
This is the night before Mercy. The night before he went to the ER because his levels were so low. And then the next night his levels got so – he got monoclonal antibodies the next morning. We made sure we found someplace for him to have monoclonal antibodies. We had him on ivermectin. We had him on HCQ. He had monoclonals that day. We did everything right except getting budesonide. We could not get a hold of the nebulized budesonide. None of the pharmacists had it. It was coming in the following day. So once he was in the hospital at Mercy and we said, we want budesonide, Dr. Bartlett says budesonide every 2 hours. They said, we'll give him budesonide twice a day. Well, that's for just a normal walking around ambulant asthmatic patient. That's not to treat the problem. In fact, I showed these doctors studies that I had pulled off of like Dr. Bartlett's site, the things that Dr. Bartlett has looked at from Oxford University, all of these studies, to say, look, this is, yes, my dad has ARDS, which was acute respiratory distress syndrome, the lung injury that was being forced on him from, you know, COPD, COVID pneumonia, and now the ventilator. But ARDS is treatable with budesonide every 2 hours at 0.5 milliliters. And the doctor said this is not a study hospital. If you wanted him in a trial, you should have taken him somewhere else. I mean, they were so heartless, that it's unbelievable that they are walking around as doctors.
Well, I understand that. Now, the thing is that did they even give you an opportunity? I mean, did somebody even think, well, yeah, maybe we should take him somewhere else and get him out of there? Or they wouldn't let him go.
So they wouldn't let him. We asked that question a few times. They just said he was too critical.
Yeah, see, and this is the guilt trip that they put loved ones on. This is all part of the game that's played. Now, from the interview I did with Grace's dad last week, Scott Shara, he told me that basically they do the same thing and restraints. Because, you know, when you're getting oxygen and you're not getting oxygen, you get a little delirious, you start getting combative, and so they basically don't want you ripping your tubes out. But the thing is Scott Shara said that these hospitals get up to $300,000 for sticking to the protocol, shoving a ventilator in them, and they get bonuses for getting remdesivir in them. But we already know remdesivir shuts down the kidneys, and it sounds like since you knew who Dr. Richard Bartlett was, who I have interviewed here on the Power Hour, and I love Dr. Bartlett. I mean, the guy's great. I was in person. I did an in-person interview with him in Dallas at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour when we were up there.
Right.
And so everybody, Dr. Syed Haider, who we have on our show a couple of times, will actually prescribe budesonide so you have some of it in your medicine cabinet in case a family member comes down with it.
I
went ahead and I prescribed the whole thing. I'm living proof that this stuff works. And I don't mind telling you, I take ivermectin twice a week as a preventative. So, it's out there. There's a lot of people that have seen the results, never been tested, never been jabbed. I believe God is my savior. And that's, you know, basically the way it is. When you have a situation like this where you're confronted by these doctors who aren't frontline, who are following CDC guidelines, who are afraid of medical tyranny, of losing their licenses or, you know, the hospital being punished because they didn't do the right thing. And then you find out only after you get in there and you're trapped and can't leave. And then they put you on a guilt trip. And then they start doing all of these things that are run contrary to their belief system in the first place. And it's all because I believe, do you believe that they're financially incentivized?
100%. In fact, I happen to know that Mercy Hospital in Oklahoma City, at the time of all of this investigation that I was doing while my father was in the hospital, had already received $21 million to date from the CARES Act from March 2020. $21 million from COVID, Mercy Hospital had received. I have another story about this. I have been calling the patient advocate's office every single day. I was even in Georgia when this first started taking place. When my father went into the hospital, I flew in that day. But even in Georgia that day when he went in, I called the patient advocate's office. I called the next day. I called for 10 solid days, including over the weekends, and they never answered me. Finally, after my father died, I got a phone call from this young chipper girl from the patient's advocate office. I can't remember if she's Michelle or Melissa, but I went hot when she called. She called us to see what she could help me with. She didn't look up my father's name. She didn't look to see he had already deceased. She told me that she was, hey, I'm here. I'm the patient advocate. I'm here to help you. And I said, well, you're a little too late. Where have you been? She says, well, I'm sorry. I was out with COVID. You were out with COVID, and you're trying to tell me that your hospital, Mercy, with all of these stories and all of these buildings, has one patient advocate after receiving $21 million from COVID? She said, yes, they've only got one patient advocate, and she was out with COVID. Dave, that's unfathomable.
Well, it
just
is.
Like everything else with this hospital, just like everything else. We couldn't get in to see him. I had to practically pull an act of Congress. My friends in the Senate in Oklahoma were calling the president of the hospital, finally got us in on Monday, almost a week after he'd been admitted. It is too late. He was so lost in this fentanyl propofol fog and so determined or dependent, on the ventilator at that point that I'm sure that there was no getting him back. In fact, what they told us that they were doing at the very end was what's called supportive care, which is they're just waiting for him to die. Well, dang it, I don't want supportive care. I want saving care. I want you to care about this person. I want you to care about this Oklahoma City firefighter who's given his all to the city, given his all to this country as a disabled Vietnam veteran. I want you to care about his life. I want you to care about his family members. I want you to do what you can do to save him. He was 71 years young, and he did not walk out of there.
No, that's sad. And the thing is that, you know, every step that they take toward all the COVID protocol by the CDC, the more money they make. And this is one of the reasons why I look at hospitals these days as death camps. And I hate to be so critical of it, but everybody, Brooke, you're not the first person I've talked to that has the same horror story. And the hospital basically all of a sudden turns out to be your enemy. And I have a really hard time fathoming, you know, what you've gone through. And the thing is one question that is always in the back of my head. Have you seen the death certificate? What's on it? Cause of death.
We did order the death certificate. I don't know what's on it. I can't speak to that just yet. I know my mom has gotten that. I don't know that she's open. Listen, my mom is struggling. Please pray for my mom. She is struggling with this. I mean, when you watch
what's your mother's
so
name,
macabre,
bro? What's your mother's
Debbie.
Name? Debbie?
Debbie.
Same
last
please name?
Please pray for Debbie. Yes.
Okay. Debbie McGowan. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to just lift this situation up to you. We thank you so much for the blessings that you have given this family with the joy of their father and for all of his dedicated service. We just thank you that he had a loving heart and that his soul and his spirit are with you at this time.
Yes, Lord.
And we just pray for peace in this family. We lift this situation up to you in the name of your son, Yeshua, and thank you for deliverance
Yeshua.
For Brooke, Debbie, and her family. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen.
Amen. And listen, we are at war, as you well know, Dave. This is a three-part war now. First, we had COVID, the bioweapon, then we've got the vaccine, and now it's our hospitals, the Holocaust happening in our hospitals. It's up to us to stop it. God is giving us the power. He's given us the tools. One of those tools is we're going to go after the sheriff and ask for them to investigate in these hospitals. Please join our letter at MAGAInstitute.com as we press the sheriff to give an investigation to every hospital in their county, because money is not going to buy American lives.
No, it isn't. Now, I see on your website this, it pops up, and it says, sign our letter urging constitutional sheriffs. Now, obviously, have you been in touch with Richard Mack?
Yes, we're going to bring Mack on our show. Sheriff Mack is a part of this.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that, because he's been on our show multiple times too, and he's a regular guest and very much appreciated. And I think you are, from everything I see right here, you are taking the right steps. And, you know, I see MAGA Institute all over this thing, and you're supporting Mike Lindell. I see that you are plugged into this. And so all we can do is just pray that the will of we the people works in our favor and not the other way around. Congress is not there to serve themselves. They're there to serve us. And, you know, I'm glad that you are getting the sheriff involved. And if he's not going to respond to your needs, then I'm hoping that there is somebody out there in law enforcement that can get educated by Sheriff Mack and replace him. A lot of people have called Sheriff Mack a nut job and thinks he's way out there. I happen to believe that he's right on, and that every county, all 3,041 counties and boroughs in America, need a constitutional sheriff that knows what the hell is going on. So I'm so sorry again for the loss of your father. And are you going to be speaking at any time at any one of Clay Clark's events?
Yes, I just spoke last Friday in Ohio at Canton, and I plan on returning. I can't go to the West Coast for San Diego or Oregon, but I plan on returning to Myrtle Beach in May.
Well, I will be at Myrtle Beach because I've been invited to speak there, so it will be a pleasure to meet with you, and we can share stories. And so, again, the website is MAGAInstitute.com, and Brooke McGowan is the co-founder. And they have just suffered a really severe loss. I really am going to be interested to see what it says on the death certificate, Brooke, because I basically, when I took custody of my mother and put her in hospice, she had no symptoms of COVID whatsoever. The assisted living that was a memory care unit apparently shoved a swab up her nose. Oh, she's positive. And I asked him, she's showing any symptoms? Well, no. So I went and visited her because she was in hospice there, and I said, you know what? I've had enough of this nonsense. I took her out, brought her home. She passed away. I called the hospice doctor, and I said, if you dare put COVID on that death certificate, I'm going to have your medical license. And see, sometimes, Brooke, I think the only way that we can fight back is by going directly to the source and laying the cards on the table and saying, look, this is the way it's going to turn out. You really want to go there? You really want to do this?
So, and then I agree, and I'm upset to hear that we're in Florida. You said DeSantis signed that bill. That is very disheartening. We don't want, I don't care whether or not they get sued. I don't want them performing any more death. I want them hanged. I want Nuremberg trials. I want these doctors and hospitalists and hospital administrators and CDC personnel and Fauci himself marched in front of a Nuremberg military tribunal type situation where we can finally get justice, because that is what is it. Listen, God says vengeance is mine and he will repay, but I'd like to see that be part of the vessel. We need to we need to see justice in America.
Well, we do, because I think Americans have lost a lot of faith in their justice system, and this Supreme Court is, I'm confused with half of where they're going, because every time they come out with a ruling, it's so narrow, you can't make anything of it. So, and I've been a paralegal for a number of years, and this is one of those things that right now just is getting my goat. And so I look forward to meeting you in Myrtle Beach and having this conversation again. And of course, by then you should know. And by the way, my mom's death certificate said nothing about COVID on it after that conversation I had. So I just don't want these people making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, 21 million, it must have just really driven you nuts to learn of that figure, especially with a hospital, like you say, the name of the hospital is Mercy, and they didn't show him any mercy.
That's right. Listen, guys, you can go to HHS, the Health and Human Services website.gov, HHS.gov, and search in your state, go by your state, and then go down to that actual city and that hospital and find out how much COVID money they have also received, because you will see how they have been incentivized to do this very thing to our loved ones. It is sick. It is from hell. We have to fight this, and we have to fight it from our knees, but also in reality, and that is, we're going to take this to the sheriff's departments. We're going to take this and beg for investigations. If they don't do an investigation, Dave, there are extra steps. We can do something that's called pulling their surety bonds, which means we are going after their bonds, their indemnity bonds in the county. So this is not over. This doesn't just get to the sheriffs and then go nowhere. If the sheriffs don't respond in the way that we're asking, there are other steps that we, the people, can take, and one of those things is pulling their bonds. And they will be responding to that, because that means the insurance claim against them is very expensive, and they don't want to be exposed like that financially.
Well, they don't, and the thing is I talked to the clerk of the Circuit Court of Osceola County, who is a dear friend of mine. He's now retired. He's 84 years old. And when I was teaching a class in Orlando, I was showing people how the bond system works and the fact you contact the risk manager. And he had not seen the board. He was speaking to the class, and he had not seen the board where I was, the whiteboard I was writing on. And when we adjourned for a break, I said, now, Armando, let me ask you a question. You have a bond, right? He goes, yes, I do. I said, if I were to attack that bond and that bond were to be revoked, you could not be a public servant, could you? He said, no, I couldn't. I said, okay, mm-hmm. Now that I've gotten that admission from you, I want to turn you around and I want you to look at this board right here. And he looked at everything that I had charted out and just broke out in laughter.
Wow.
You go to the risk manager. That's the risk manager. He broke out in laughter because everything I said was all penned out there as to the steps you go through to go after their bond. And you've got to contact the insurance company's agent that is in charge of that. Get the policy number, the name and address, and start the vetting process from there. And again, if the insurance company does not, because insurance companies basically are there to, protect the interest of their client. However,
that's
if the
right.
client commits some sort of malfeasance, you know, or does something that basically is a violation of a constitutional right or a bill of right, then the insurance company certainly can revoke that bond. I mean, judges in Texas, and this is something I found out a couple of years ago, that sit on probate cases, and this is where the only one of two cases where you have an estate created. One is a debtor's estate in bankruptcy. The other is a decedent's estate in probate court. And those judges in Texas are bonded for $650,000. It's insane how much money these is out there. But anyway, it's so good that you came on the show. We will talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave Krieger with you. You bet. God bless you, too. We will be back after the top of the hour break with Martin Noakes and Mick Chavasi over why their song was banned from radio. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.